Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, My Talk 107.1's 14th annual Santa Project to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities is on
like Donkey Kong.
You could bring a toy or a gift to Dean's Home Services in Minneapolis. We're going to be at their Brooklyn Center location, brand new headquarters that they've got, which is really cool. And so the Don and Steve Show is going to be there on Wednesday, December 8th. It's so new, you might not even find the new Dean's Home Services location on Google. That's how new and fresh it is. But we're going to be there December 8th. So you could bring a toy, you could bring a gift, and we'll make sure that it gets to our friends at Ronald McDonald House Charities in time for the holidays. More details, full broadcast schedule for all of our Santa stops at mytalk1071.com. Keyword is Santa.
Okay.
Don, we had a good time yesterday. On Friday, we were at Twin Cities Plaza Company for a Santa stop.
Oh,
it was so fun. It was great. We were on this little main street in Mound, a town I had never been to.
Right. You were trying to discover where Mound was, I remember, on Thursday.
Turns out it's near like Minnetonka, Minnetrista, Orono, sort of up in that neck of the woods.
Okay.
Oh, it was such a cute little spot. And we just had people come. We had like a studio audience the whole time. People coming and going. Oh. It was lovely. It was great.
I'm so excited that this is back, because this is one of the events where people can come and watch the whole show if you want to.
Oh, yeah. You can hang out the whole time. And it's really great. And, you know, Twin Cities Closet Company gave out goodie bags. Dean's Home Services is giving out a Dean's Club membership for the year. So, like, there's incentive to coming out. It's really, really cool. So, anyway, more details on that to come. Again, go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Santa, for the full schedule. I fully binged a show, watched every episode, started it on maybe Friday.
Whoa.
I think Friday.
How many episodes?
Maybe Thursday. Okay, listen, it's only 7 episodes.
Okay, are they hours?
They are less than an hour. The first one is like 53 minutes. There are some that are 27 minutes. Oh. There are some that are 39 minutes. It's in a sweet spot. I only fell asleep during one of the episodes. Episode 5.
Okay.
Again, not because of the episode. I just had laid down on the couch. When that happens, it's game over.
Yeah.
The show is called True Story.
True Story.
Have you heard of this?
No.
This is on Netflix.
Okay.
And it is starring Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes.
Oh.
Hey, welcome back, Wesley Snipes.
Oh, my gosh.
Good to see you. And in it, Kevin Hart essentially plays a version of himself, this on top of the world comic who's also now doing movies, and his career is just blowing up, just dominating it. Goes back to his hometown of Philly for a tour stop, and he's sober, has battled some addiction in the past.
Okay.
His brother Wesley Snipes can be a bit of bad news when he comes around. So, you know, Kevin Hart's manager in this is like, hey, you got to be really careful with this guy. Sure enough, he hangs out with the brother one night, just one drink, and then wakes up to a problem.
Oh.
And then it goes from there.
Ooh.
And it is not a comedy. Kevin Hart...
it isn't.
No. And Kevin Hart was talking to our buddy Jeremy Parsons from People Magazine. Sure. And I'm going to take this from about a 6-second soundbite that I heard on one of Jeremy's Insta stories talking to Kevin Hart. But he said, like, is this the most important project you've done? Like, the one that is just tied deepest to you? And he said, for sure it is. Kevin Hart did that. And just because I think it's such a departation from what he would normally do, but it's also puts his hometown of Philly on the map. That's like central to the story. And I'm sure that within it, there are some themes that Kevin Hart's had to deal with in his own life that you see the character dealing with too, as you just have a meteoric rise to global fame.
Yeah.
And there are some twists and there are some turns. And I'll tell you what, it kind of gave me a feeling. I'm going to liken it to a different show, Dead to Me. We watched Dead to Me.
Right.
But here's why I'm saying that. because there, do you remember when you watched Dead to Me with Christina Applegate? It gave you an anxious feeling of like, oh no, wait, mm-hmm. now all those people are coming by. Ooh, you shouldn't go there. Just this, there's this.
Because of the inciting incident, as we call it in screenwriting.
Yes.
It's called the point of no return, where once an event happens, it's the catalyst for everything that drives the movie. And it's great to find your inciting incident. If you don't have one, it just wanders all over the place.
Well, let me tell you something. True story. The Netflix series, it has an inciting incident in the first episode, and then there is no turning back. And it's just wild as you watch Kevin Hart's character try to figure it all out. By the way, I'll just say this. Last time I checked, this series, which again is like a miniseries, it's a limited series, so you just only have to deal with one season, which I love.
Okay.
It doesn't have great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. So if you're thinking like, are critics loving it? I think they're mixed on it, but probably a little more negative than positive. But I don't view movies or TV shows like critics, so I often disagree with them.
I listen to my friends.
Yes. It's fun because it's fast moving. There are some twists and turns. They dial up that anxious feeling of, oh no, oh no, oh, you shouldn't go, don't go in there. Because then they're gonna know.
I really am commending you on not telling me what the inciting incident is.
Yeah.
Because now I'm really intrigued and I want to watch this.
Yeah, you could burn through it. I think I'm now going to be telling so many people about it because it's maybe the quickest I've gone through a show in quite some time. And credit to the short episodes that allow you to just get right through it. But it had me thinking. When I was, one of the episodes last night, it was like 26 minutes, and it hit all the arcs, and I thought, should all things be this short, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe is it time for us to...
Oh, I am so on board with that.
You could cut stuff, because when you do...
Yes!
When you then give me something with a real arc in a span of 30 minutes... It's great. There's rarely a slow scene. You just feel good about everything that you're seeing. So that's my suggestion.
Somebody needs to... is it... Who directed House of Gucci? Is it Ridley Scott? Ridley Scott. Somebody needed to have that talk with him.
On all of his
movies? Because I don't want to go see this because it's 2 hours and 38 minutes.
I mean, I started having to think about bathroom situations, too. How much of the movie am I going
to... Yeah, there's a website that you can go on to, and it'll tell you when to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that pee app. It's something pee. It says it's. I think pee is in the title.
Oh,
I know this app.
Oh my gosh! If you know it, please tweet us. Dawn at Dark. Is it a new? Do you have a new handle?
I'm still at KSTP Steve on Twitter.
Yeah, you have to be.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think I changed Instagram from KSTP Steve to the Steve Patterson.
Okay.
Just.
Yeah, I saw that.
What? I can't be a company man forever, Dawn. Although Facebook is really difficult to change.
Is it?
I'm TCL Steve Patterson, and we have a friend from Dean's Home Services, the artist formerly known as Steve-O from local airwaves here.
Okay.
And I saw a post of his months ago that said, I cannot change my title, because he was no longer working for this radio station that he had been on for so long.
Yeah, I remember. He's fun to talk to.
He's
interviewed
a wild
him
man.
On the show. Yep.
Yes,
cool.
And he's probably going to be at Dean's Home Services on Wednesday when Donna and I are out there. He's all sorts of fun, but I'm going to talk to him about what do you know about changing your name, because if not, I guess I'll just be giving a shout-out to Twin Cities Live, TCL Steve Patterson, all the time for the rest of my life.
Oh, gosh. There has to be a way to change it.
I would think so.
Especially, were you under, like, was your Instagram listed as a business? Like, my personal Instagram
yes.
is a business. Yes.
Yes,
okay,
right.
I think it's easier for... us.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. Because what if you change your business and you
decide you were
Bob's Big Pancake and Breakfast, and now you're, Billy because you divorced Bob.
Thank you. You got to be able to. We'll call someone. Hey, by the way, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
From St. Louis.
Yeah.
Can I ask an ignorant question?
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically,
yes.
If someone didn't listen well and didn't pick up on whose wedding you were attending in Missouri, should I have known that?
Probably not. I probably didn't say that enough. It's my nephew, nephew's wedding.
Because I saw you post cupcakes, and it's you were referencing your daughter in a cupcake, your daughter in a cupcake picture.
Yeah,
and I was like, "There's no way that I missed that she's going there for her daughter's wedding."
No, see, this is what happened. I put on the grid that I wanted to talk about this cupcake experience. My daughter is not only a tattoo artist, but she went to culinary school and became a pastry chef.
Unbelievable.
So she is like an amazing baker, and she really does beautiful creations. She molds chocolate, and you can see, it was a quick thing that I put up just so people could see the cupcakes.
Yes, and they're amazing.
As I was talking, yeah. So they're both teachers, and so that's why they're teacher-themed cupcakes, but... yes, it's my nephew, Brandon. He just got married. Both teachers. So his wife is a teacher at St. Louis University High School, which is an all-boys Catholic high school, pretty prestigious in St. Louis. She is the religion teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
That's intense. So Brandon really wasn't going to church a lot, but now he is.
I would imagine. All of a sudden, that's all gotten changed.
He teaches history at a different school.
Oh, my.
For boys. Yeah. So it's like they're teaching everybody. And it was great because the priest, his homily was really funny.
Oh,
that's
great.
It was all
about
teaching. And he was also like, hey, for all the non-Catholics in here, this is going to be about an hour, just so you know. You don't have to kneel, stand, do what you want. He's like, when we do communion, come up and just cross your arms over you and I'll give you a blessing. So
that's great.
And then he made a bunch of Catholic jokes. And
oh, wonderful.
Yeah. He said Brandon's favorite subject in history is the Restoration period, which I would encourage him to maybe find something else because that's whenever the Catholics said, oh, yeah. Reformation, sorry.
He's a funny guy. I like a good, a funny priest, a funny pastor.
He was really funny. And you know what? At the wedding, they actually had three priests to their wedding.
Wow.
Because she's the religion teacher, right? At a Catholic
high
school.
You got to go big.
Right. So they were all at the wedding, and these priests were on the dance floor with beers, like they were dancing and had their Bud Lights, and it's fun, man.
Oh, that's really fun. Well, I will go if you don't already follow Dawn at Instagram, at Dawn at Dark. Here's what I was taken by in the cupcake creation. The chalk.
The tiny
chalk. The pieces of chalk that your daughter created. In pastry form, on top of a cupcake,
a little chalkboard. Chalk, and then she wrote J plus B equals love. The other one was a book. That's the one that's so extraordinary. That is opened, and it's like a heart formation and tiny writing inside.
She should go on an HGTV show. Wow, Food Network, you know what I'm talking about.
There were other cupcakes, and the story about that real quick is that on the way there, her boyfriend had to slam on the brakes, and there were 60 cupcakes to begin with. And
no.
Yeah, she just, it was a bad experience. Oh, she lost only 12, but she had to repair some of the others to make them presentable for the rehearsal dinner.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
All right, we ended on a low note. I knew we'd get
there.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, they were really good cupcakes.
Well, welcome back.
Because I got some of the destroyed ones.
Here, Mom, you can have these.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, when we come back, we'll get into if you see something, say something. Zoom has released a new, boy, I don't know if we love Zoom or hate Zoom, but they've released a new feature, and some people are calling it the snitch feature. We'll tell you what Zoom just did when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.